Hello, I'm Gail Swift, and today I'm reading from the Growing Intentional Families Together blog, dated September 9th, 2025, and titled, A Good Adoption, Perspective on the Paradox of Adoption. I am confident that parents who adopt intend to be good parents and want their children to view their adoption as good, not only during their childhood, but also into their adult lives. Parents aspire to build relationships characterized by secure, healthy attachments, respect, and love. Yet a paradoxical shadow occurs even when an adoptee describes their adoption as good, and even when they report feeling loved and supported by their adoptive parents. This is because of underlying uncomfortable truths about adoption. It's not totally benign, nor is it totally positive. And love is not enough, it's only the beginning. The adoption paradox. Many things coexist in adoption. For example, grief and loss, emotional complexity, identity challenges, rejection sensitivity, and parental missteps, to name just a few. These factors impact the way adopted persons think and feel. They shape their beliefs, filter their experiences, and affect their mental health. So, in addition to benefits that accrue from adoption, clear challenges are also part of the equation. That's the adoption paradox that Jean Kelly Widner, adoptee and author, explores in her well-researched and highly informative book, The Adoption Paradox, Putting Adoption in Perspective. This book is not simply Jean's personal perspective on adoption, though. She interviewed over 100 people from all aspects of the adoption constellation. So in addition to her own lived experience, Jean heard and reported on a wide range of experiences and points of view. She observed some strong commonalities among all of these folks shaped by adoption. Let's look at one of those factors. The physiology of loss. Adoption impacts adoptees emotionally, physically, intellectually, and spiritually, and is experienced in the body in a way that Jean describes as the physiology of loss. This describes how feelings of grief and shame are expressed within the individual in their thought processes and their emotions. It's important to note that these factors create changes in their neurology and physiology. In other words, they are experienced and expressed in the adoptee's body. The effects are not something that the child is making up or imagining. The impacts are tangible, physical, measurable, observable, and very, very real. So what can parents do? First, they need to be sufficiently attuned to their child so that the parents actually do notice their child's responses. Recognize and appreciate the many levels on which the experience is simultaneously being processed by the adoptee in their mind, body, and spirit. For example, if a child hears a shame-inducing comment about himself or even about adoption in general, their body might react with changes. These might be an acceleration in heart rate, an influx of hormones, for example, cortisol or adrenaline, racing thoughts, agitation, feelings of dread, inability to concentrate. Fears of rejection and abandonment might quickly follow, and sometimes can worsen into panic. Their thoughts and feelings are embodied physically in addition to being processed mentally. As with all human behavior, repetition of these triggers increases the likelihood that the experience will intensify and will become more and more automatic with each subsequent encounter. Parents can educate themselves, families, friends, and teachers about adoption to reduce the number of negative interactions that occur in the child's life. Blindsided by triggers. More often than not, Triggers happen unexpectedly, which means that adoptees have little or no opportunity to prepare themselves to face the trigger. It slams into them like a sucker punch. The impact is swift, startling, distressing, even disruptive. Each new experience recalls previous instances. The physical response becomes more tightly connected. The thought loop becomes more entrenched, and the negative belief system reinforced. Parental responses. So, the second thing parents must do is witness, validate, and support their child. Avoid minimizing or making excuses for people. Stand firmly in the child's corner. Don't race immediately to solution mode. Acknowledge the reality of their experience. Be open to a robust discussion of the adoptee's full range of thoughts and feelings about adoption. Avoid burdening them with your pain. Process your own stuff with an appropriate professional so that it does not spill over into your relationship with your child. It's not their job to worry about your wounds. The trispective approach. Jean's empathy for each person in the adoption triad and adoption constellation naturally gives rise to an empathy and concern for all involved. She learned through many firsthand stories that the birth parents, adoptees, and adoptive parents affect one another. We at Growing Intentional Families Together call that linkage tri-relational interconnectivity. Everything we create is steeped in this concept. Our courses, materials, writing, and coaching reflect this trispective approach. Adoption is a shared experience that connects us, shapes us, and leaves us irrevocably changed, especially the adopted person. We highly recommend Jean's book. In conclusion, Jean said that the writing of this book changed her. I believe that the reading of this book will change readers, especially those in the adoption constellation. By the way, you can watch the entire conversation shared by Jean and my colleagues, Kim Noeth, Sharon Butler-Obaze, and Sally Ankervelt. Reading Jean's book is one way that you can expand your understanding of adoption complexity. What else will you do this week to help yourself become more adoption attuned? How will you use the trispective approach to better support the adoption constellation? We invite you to call us at 1-800-653-9445 and listen to our podcast, Adoption Matters, Real People, Real Life, Real Talk, and our other podcast, Essentials of Adoption Attuned Parenting. Watch our YouTube channel. Read books written by our coaches. Click to learn more about Adoption Attuned Certified Coaching. Thank you for listening.